Today's broadcast includes affiliate promotions with our partners like Tona and Distill Union, to name a few. When you use our promo code FSEN, we may earn a small commission. This helps us to keep bringing you awesome sports coverage.
All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the FSEN Daily. Today, like a lot of times we do, we want to bring on a lot of civic organizations here in the borderland, a lot of them to tell their story and to introduce you guys to some things that are out there. So today we have Mr.
Sammy Hubbard.
Sammy Hubbard, Paul Magic, and Billy McDowell. Paul told me y'all's titles and I forgot. If you could iterate on that, I'd appreciate it.
I am Sammy Hubbard. I am the president of the National African American Gun Association, the Henry O. Flipper chapter, located here in El Paso, Texas.
And my name is Paul Magid. I'm the Sergeant-at-Arms, also the event coordinator, also the scholarship chairperson for the same organization, Henry O. Flipper, here at El Paso, Texas.
Okay, I'm Billy McDowell. I am currently the secretary. I also dibble and dabble on the social media side of the house, membership, treasurer. I do a little bit of it all to keep our organization straight.
Thank you, guys. Welcome here. So let's jump right into it. Henry O. Flipper
Chapter.
Right. What is it that you guys do? Because, I joke around with Mr. Magic about the organization, but in a nutshell, kind of what is it that you guys do?
Actually, what we do is we teach gun safety. We teach community outreach. We reach out to the community to bring them into the organization to be able to teach them solid family gun safety. We do training, every part of the training. You can come to our organization and not know anything at all about a weapon, and we teach you from the ground up to where you need to be stable and safe with a weapon. So those are some of the things that we do. Paul, you want to elaborate?
One of the things he said, the community outreach part, we also, like you said, we also give back to the community with our events that we have going on throughout the community. We participate in all the parades, all the community activities like parades. We're in all the parades, Juneteenth, and we like you said, we teach. Our prime mission is to teach gun safety.
Okay.
And be prepared at all times, Billy.
Yeah, and you know, we have a meeting once a month, and in that meeting we do training. So that's where the classroom portion comes in. And in, you know, later on that month, second or third Saturday of the month, we go to the range, and that's where you will put your skills to work that you learned in the classroom. And as far as the, you know, community goes, we try to be, you know, we're a little different than other organizations. We are a 501c3 chapter, so we got to give back to the community, but we also give back to ourselves. So we establish a, you know, we're not just an organization with a bunch of rules. We try to be a family with one another. We'll do events outside of the organization where we gather together. Next month we have we're doing our family bowling night, and that's Mr. Paul Magic here. He's our event coordinator, so we come up with, you know, different ideas just to keep people engaged on other avenues other than just guns. Although that is our main focus, we try to build a family and a team.
Y'all let Paul put together a bowling competition to whoop up on y'all. Huh?
No, he's a ringer.
He's a ringer.
Yeah. I did win the last.
Oh, what he said was we got to do teams because
we're doing teams.
If we do individuals, he's going to win every time.
Oh, yeah, so,
he will. So we're doing teams this year.
Gotcha. So you guys talked a lot about the community aspect. What are some of the things that you guys are doing community-wise, whether it be events or scholarships you guys have on the horizon?
We adopted a family this year, the Batista family. We adopted them to take care of them for Christmas. It was a single mother who had three children. And we want to get it worked out this year. This was the first time ever taking on a family and giving them everything they asked for Christmas. Okay. And I don't know about them, but it was a blessing to us probably more than it was to the family, just to see them happy, to see those kids get what they requested and what they wanted. And that's just one of the things that we've done recently. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, now we also, for the first year, we just started a scholarship, Henry O. Flipper Scholarship, okay? And myself and Billy both gonna talk about the scholarship, but we both in the scholarship committee. But it's a $1,000 scholarship for a deserving student, senior, is a senior, okay? And all our criteria are on a webpage, which Mr. McDowell created our webpage, but you can go on our webpage at henryoflipperchapter.com and you can apply for the scholarship. That's one of the things, that's one of our big things we got coming online right now, is we want some deserving student to apply for that scholarship. Be our first scholarship recipient, and I think that money can assist. It ain't to take you to school and do all what you need. It's to assist you in all those day-to-day needs that come up that people don't see. And the kids actually need, like buying a piece of clothing you might not have, or some hygiene products you might need. But myself and Billy, I'm the chairperson of the scholarship program, scholarship committee, and Billy is on it as well.
As far as the scholarship goes, we have the deadline is 2 April.
2 April.
And then we will be having the presentation, time and place to be announced mid-May. I think it's mid-May we'll do the presentation. It'll be a formal presentation. Like I said, the time and place is to be announced. And, you know, like Paul said, it will be on our Facebook page. So that, you know, it's a good opportunity for a young high school student who's pursuing his career in education.
Now, that scholarship, is it for just for high school students?
Yes.
Yes.
And is it directly to the student or to the institution?
To the student.
Okay. So that and that's a big thing, because that's money in your pocket going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, with two of them in there right now.
I got one in there too.
They every penny they can get in their pocket, they love. That's definitely big for whether it be books or fees or just, if they like my daughter, she likes to go shopping. And,
oh, yeah.
That's the everyday look.
Eating at the dining facility, yes. Outside of the dining facility, like the little area, the shops around there. That's good. That's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good deal.
And it's not hard. If you go on henryoflipperchapter.com, and see the application. The application is so easy to fill out. It ain't one of them complex applications. We need your DNA and all that. We don't need all that. Just go on there and check it out. I'm telling you, it's so simple. We should, after this year, we should have about like at least 10, 20 applicants after this.
Oh, yeah,
so
sure.
Come on, check it out.
Okay, so what else do you guys have up on the horizon coming up? Whether it be from an organizational standpoint, whether it be a meeting, a community event, or anything like that?
With the meeting.
Our next meeting will be on the 8th of January. It'll be held at 4501 John Cunningham at the Chapel of the North Hills. We host there the second Thursday of every month. We go to the range once a month. To join our organization, you don't need a weapon. You don't need to know about a weapon. You don't have to have anything. You come to the range with us. We have a variety of weapons for you to go through, to take a look at, to try out. We have our own FFL, Mr. Maurice Harris, and he runs his own company called MJG Tactical. We purchase all of our weapons from him. We purchase all of our ammunition from him. We do a lot of great things.
He's also licensed. He's also licensed to carry guy instructor as well. Mm-hmm. So we are. If you need your license to carry your concealed weapons, we have that. We have that in the bag as well.
Nice.
And also the other, you know, Maurice does offer one-on-one training, individual training. Like, so if you want some more training, you know, Maurice will set up a time and date for you to meet him out at the range, and he will go through everything with you.
And like, and out at the range, we have licensed instructors, we have trainers, we have RSOs. So the range is ran real safe. We don't get on the range and fool around. Instructor here, RSO, trainer. So we take that very seriously. We do our RSO training once a month as well. So the instructors are being instructed.
Yeah.
You know, so we everything is tight.
So
One thing I was going to say was, you know, we got the website, but we also have our Facebook page also.
Yes.
Which is not a Humio Flipper chapter. You can go there, friend us, you know, you can follow all of our events on there. And the other thing I wanted to mention was, we're not, because I know there's three guys sitting here, but we also have our organization is actually more women than it is men.
What's the percent?
60.
It's about 60% women. And when you join NAGA, ladies automatically become a part of what they call the Queens of Defense. We can probably have to, you know, and we do have flyers for the Queens of Defense, and wherever you go, wherever you see Facebook, our Insta, we also have an Instagram at HOF NAGA. The Queens of Defense will be on our, you know, photos. They have their own logo, and it's a very good team. They communication. They also have a meeting once a month with the National African American Gun Association president, or the female Queen of Ambassador, the Queens of Defense Queen. Ambassador.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good concept and organization. Everybody's learning, everybody's training, and it's where we need to get to with, you know, education of firearms.
Yeah.
and just firearm safety, preparation, you know, for anything, for any, you know.
Anything that might come up.
Natural disaster, man-made disaster, you know, civil unrest, you know. We're not preppers, but we're preparing for, you know, small things that can and will happen. Just like now, it's the winter time. You know, if the heat goes out, right, he's been arming your heat go out, that's deadline. You know, we want to teach people how to survive in that. And a lot of people have this stuff in their own home, you know, right now. There's not much they have to do. They just got to learn how to use what they got.
Yeah. Now, people are going to look at this and see three African American men, if you're right. And you guys brought up the women part. Who is the organization open to?
The organization is open to any and everybody. The first thing we say is don't let the name of the organization fool you, which is NAGA, which stands for National African American Gun Association. We are open to everybody. We have some of everybody in our organization. Color of skin makes no difference to us. You don't have to look like us. We just need you to be like-minded like us as far as weapon safety is concerned.
Yeah.
So, don't just seeing us up here, don't let that fool you. My vice president is a female, Ms. Toni Mickens, and she does an amazing job. We started last year in the location we're in now, and we started with 28 people. From that 28 in the last year, we have moved up to 70,
78.
we're up to 78 people within that time frame. We average 4 to 5 new members coming in per month. It's gotten to the point now where we are getting well known enough that members are adding over the weekends when we're not having a function or anything. So we are moving extremely fast. We became a 501c3 nonprofit organization extremely fast. We're only in 2.5 years of existence. But in 2.5 years of existence, we have made ourselves known in the community and with Naga, the large Naga, we call Big Naga, we made ourselves known to them as being one of the top organizations in Naga, nice. Especially after being so young.
Well, and the ambassador of the, you know, for the Queens of Defense, you know, Queens woman. So we really work with the ladies that's in the organization, and some of the ladies are well versed with these weapons. So they work with some of the guys as well. So like Sammy was saying, you don't need to have no experience to get in our organization. None. We gonna train you from ground up to as far as we can get you, you know. So don't be, and there's a lot of people scared to hold weapons, scared, ain't never touched a weapon. Come on out and let us work with
you. Let us teach you. Our Queen of Defense Ambassador is Miss Jennifer Griffin. She is our Queen of Defense Ambassador, doing an outstanding job.
All 4'5" of them.
Yes, she does an amazing job.
Okay. Billy, you got the percentages. You know the percentages of because he asked the question, you see 3 African Americans sitting up here. What's the percent? If you can remember, what is the sort of the percentage of?
I think we're 60% female, but I think we're actually 60% African American also. The other 40 are, you know, we have Pacific Islanders, German, white,
Hispanic.
You know, so we're definitely a multicultural.
A melting pot.
Yes, we are.
Good deal. Okay.
Yes, we are.
Well, I mean, that's really all. I wanted to be able to give you guys the opportunity to talk about your organization, what it is you do. Is there anything you guys want to say in closing?
Well, personally, we want to thank you for allowing us to come on to talk about our organization. You know, me and you know one another quite well. Also, guys, if y'all see us out there, we're wearing our shirts, so identifying ourselves, talk to us. Because we will let you know exactly what we're doing, how we're doing it, where we're doing it. And a lot of people see us in all, like I said, all the community events. You know, like, the next one is what? The Black History Parade?
Well, yeah, Black History Parade.
The next one is the Black History Parade. We're in that. We're in all the parades.
Yeah.
We're in all the parades. And so we appreciate you allowing us to come on to talk about the organization. And Billy, how can they get in contact with us? You're the media
guy.
Well,
yes. Our email address, I gave you all our website, Instagram, Facebook. Email address is elpnaga@yahoo.com. Phone number, 915-519-1947. If you call that number, I'll be the one to answer the phone. See other ways of contact. Come to the meeting. Next meeting, January 8th, Thursday, second Thursday of every month.
What you got there?
It's one of our flyers.
Okay.
If you look at our flyer tells you a lot about us and what our organization is about. It tells you the location. Where we'll meet, how you contact us, QR codes on the back if you decide you want to give a donation to our organization. Come on out and see us.
And in closing, one of the main things, we need these students. Our organization not the only one that provides scholarships. Like I said, this is our first year doing it. We need these students to take a look and take advantage of all these scholarships that's out here. And it's going directly to the student. It ain't going to the school, it's going to the student. So come out, I mean, take a look on the site and apply for that. It's real simple. It's real simple.
Hey man, how you gonna close my show?
I didn't close it, sir. I didn't close it, sir.
No, but no, but guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Like they said, there's a lot of scholarship opportunities that are gonna be coming available. Just because it's a African American organization or a Hellenic organization, the Greek organization, it's open to everybody. It's open to everyone. If you're a high school student, it's open to you. Apply. There's money out there to help you guys fund school and to put money in your pocket to do things.
Yes.
In addition to paying for college so that your parents or take some of that stress off of yourself and your parents.
Yes, true. Definitely. The scholarship probably is more to help the parents than it is the students. But hey, they can discuss that as a family.
Definitely. But hey, thank you guys for tuning in. And like I said, this is more than just sports. We bring on stuff in the community, news. So continue to watch, support. We thank you. Be blessed. Have a good one.